10 years after the Lehman Brothers collapse triggered the global financial crisis, America's central bank has signalled the era of cheap money from low interest rates is well and truly over. This morning, the US Federal Reserve has lifted official rates and repeated its intention to steadily tighten monetary policy well into the next year. The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is with me now. And Peter, how much of this is to do with a much stronger US economy, and what's Donald Trump saying?
Well, Sabra, the US economy is growing at a faster than expected pace of 3.1%. President Trump does see this as his policy of making America great again, but he's also against higher interest rates, and he's communicated that to the independent Fed chairman, Jerome Powell. But regardless, US rates are up by a quarter of a percentage point to 2.25%. In the wake of the GFC, of course, US rates went close to zero, as they did around the world, and the Federal Reserve was pumping $80 billion a month at one point into the US economy. In its statement, Chairman Powell has removed the key word accommodative from the rate setting and repeated that rates will steadily rise through to 2021. So that punch bowl of cheap and easy money really is draining. Economist Sarah Hewen from Standard Chartered Bank says wages growth is picking up, so a threat to still low inflation. And of course, that's a scenario we're yet to see here in Australia.
They're seeing wage growth picking up very gradually because unemployment is so low. The Fed will be worrying that over time that could mean a sustained rise in underlying inflation. So we do expect them to carry on increasing rates through to the end of next year. So that would essentially be another rate hike in December, in 2019, March, June, September and December.
And that's economist Sarah Hewen from Standard Chartered Bank. And Peter, what does the rate rise in the US mean for rates here in Australia?
Well, Sabra, here the Reserve Bank's cash rate remains at a record low of 1.5%, but the Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, has been pushing the message for some time that rates will eventually rise and borrowers need to get ready, but the Reserve Bank might not need to move for some time given that the major banks, with the exception of the National Australia Bank, recently raised their rates to deal with the higher cost of sourcing money on global markets. And speaking of banking, their legal departments will be bracing for the interim report of the Financial Services Royal Commission, which I'm told is expected to be released as early as tomorrow.
The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.